neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Took place. See, the two brothers, they became very emotional. It says Yosef fell on the neck of Binyamin, and Binyamin fell on the neck of Yosef HaSadi. So now Rashi HaKadosh explained to us that why this matter has such a importance to be mentioned in the Torah. That Yosef HaSadiq fell on Saverei Binyamin. Saverei means two necks or more. More than two necks, more than one. This is in plural. Saverei Binyamin. And then it says Binyamin cried on the neck of Yosef. So Rashi HaKadosh explained to us this reaction that they showed to one another. Of course, you know, to see two brothers from one mother, especially Binyamin was very sensitive.
Yeah.
Sadiq, because he named all his children after missing his brother. 10 children, they were named after Yosef HaSadiq, Hupim, Mupim, Ahi, Rosh, Wa'ar, all of these names to remind him that Yosef is not around. First of all, when Rashi says they were crying about the Beit HaMikdash, that means Yosef cried on two Batei Mikdashot in the portion of Binyamin, right? That's what he says in neck, that means presents Beit HaMikdash, because neck connects body to the head. So Beit HaMikdash is an intermediate from this wall to Shamayim. It's like a connector. So that's a Saverei Binyamin as Shir HaShirim, Migdal Savarech. We have a Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, also is a message of Beit HaMikdash. So now we should ask this matter that took place, how come right now, all of a sudden, they could see Beit HaMikdash years later? How come they didn't notice this 5 years before, 10 years before? How come now?
Because they were happy.
Hasek Baruch.
They were happy to see.
No, we get to that. No, so now, very nice. So now, so we see here when they met, they became happy, right? After 22 years to see one another. So now, when they became happy, they were able to have Ruach HaKodesh. Because as long as you're not happy, you cannot have Ruach HaKodesh. So at this moment, when they're happy to see one another, so they were able to see what's going to happen later. So now, why they're crying? So how come they see only the destruction? Why? So they should be happy first it's built, and then it's destroyed. No? Yeah. So now here, we learn. Why did they cry? Because they said, you know, we'll be away. We have been away from one another. What was the cause? Why were we away? Because there was a friction in the house, right? Brothers hated Yosef. And then, what was that they decided to do? So for 22 years, he was away from the house. So now they're crying, why? Because they see the same cause that separated Yosef from the brothers is going to happen again. So that means the destruction of Beit HaMikdash, exactly the same cause that happened in their house. That's why they're crying. Yeah. So that means that the same problem that arose in their house is going to happen again. And then it's going to destroy the big house. This was a little house. It was a house of Yaakov Avinu. But this is a house of Hashem. It's going to destroy. So now here, before she explained a very beautiful thing. And that is, okay, they sigh. So what are we going to do? So what's the solution? What's the remedy? What's going to do?
Should love each other.
How do we know?
They cry on each other's shoulder.
Ah, very nice. So now here we learn, Binyamin cried for which portion?
Shiloh.
Yosef. And Yosef cried for? Portion of Binyamin. So now here, they're teaching us the remedy. As long as you always say, oi, vavoy, nemiduni chi shod, you know what happened. As long as you're crying for your problems, nothing is going to happen. But when you learn to cry for other people's problems, then we start moving. So that's what the remedy is all about. When Yosef start crying, he didn't cry for his portion, for Shiloh. And when Binyamin start crying, he didn't cry for his own portion of Beit HaMikdash. He cried for Yosef's portion, and Yosef cried for
Binyamin's
portion. This is the solution. And that takes lots of care, lots of love towards somebody else, that his pain become your pain. But if the only pain you see is your pain, nothing is going to happen. And it's very interesting that we have a mitzvah, that Rambam says it's a mitzvah from the Torah. What's the mitzvah? In Parashat Yomah we learn, V'asur li mirdash v'shachanti v'tocham. This is a mitzvah. Hashem Yitbarach said, create a dwelling for me, I'm going to come and rest in it. Rest in it, or among you, and so on. So now they ask, Hashem says, V'asur li mirdash. He said, V'asur mirdash. Then he says, you make a holy place, I'm going to come. Hashem says, V'asur li. What do you mean, li? So of course, we're going to make it for you, and then you say, you're going to come. You understand?
It's not supposed to say li.
No, when you're hungry, what do you say? Make food, no? Do you say make food for me so I can eat? You don't need to say. No?
Sometimes you get distracted in the process, and Hashem is trying to make sure that even in the process of building it, you have to have me in mind. You shouldn't be distracted by other things.
Yes, but when he says v'shachanti betocham, it says here we learn a very important lesson. It is, it says v'asur mirdash, the biggest letter in the alphabet. What is it?
Lamed.
And the smallest letter is
yud.
So Ribbono Shel Olam says v'asur li. When the big ones get together with the small one, then I'm going to come. But if the big one says, you're too small for me, no. You nothing. I'm the greatest. I'm the one in charge. Nothing's gonna happen. So Ribbono Shel Olam says, as long as the Lamed and the Yud are not getting together, nothing's gonna happen. But when the Lamed considers the Yud and the Yud joins the Lamed, then the Beit HaMikdash is going to be. And that's what exactly they cried for. Because they realize it's a sinat chinam. Sinat chinam. Just for nothing. Why do you like him? Why don't you hate him? Why you dislike him? What? Even doesn't know. And people sometimes, families, they don't know why they don't talk to each other. Because it happened, from the grandfather and so on. For whatever happened, he was not invited to the, bar mitzvah or this and that. They give him sandak. That's it. But the kids, they don't know. So here, Binyamin and Yosef, Aleihem HaShalom, they're teaching us, as long as you don't learn to cry for other people's problem, you care for them, you see there's anything to do, nothing's going to happen. Because you think you're big, it's not for me, I have enough things to take care of. But here, Ribbono Shel Olam is commanding us, V'asur li mirdash, the Lamed and Yud, they should get
together.
And then, Bezal Hashem, we see Bekarov, but take me to Hashem, Tibane, Tikonin, Bemihara. Koilani Shomote, Halel Kohaleluko, Koilani Shomo, Nishomo Sheli. Koilani Shomote, Halel Kohaleluko, Koilani Shomo, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.